Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight. See the concrete canyons to the midtown lights where the latest neon from.
Hey everybody, welcome back into Friday, November 29th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. After the interview during the news break, I spoke with Tim, and he apologized that he didn't get to mention that it is a Black Friday sale for PatriotsRelief.com. Mention TR1 or Trucker Randy, get 47% off. Instead of our normal 40%, they've upped it to 47% off in celebration of President Donald Trump's 47th presidency. Black Friday sale. And absolutely want you guys to get free shipping on all the orders using TR1 as your promo code. So Black Friday sale for Patriots Relief today. Great Christmas gifts. If you want to get a gift certificate to give to somebody, you can call them, order that, get it ready to go for a gift. They can go to the website, PatriotsRelief.com, look at the packages, give them a phone call, 877-230-1776, ask your questions, get the right products. Your family, your friends will love you for telling them about these products, making them feel better. Get some pain relief, get rid of the stress, sleep better, all of it. So 47% off Black Friday sale, PatriotsRelief.com. You got to put in the promo code TR1, Trucker Randy. One of the things that we're looking at today, as we're heading into the last day tomorrow of November, deer season, rifle season over. At dark tomorrow, roughly about 5 o'clock, 5:30, the legislators preparing to get back to Lansing to go into their lame duck session on Tuesday. One of the Democrats, however, is sick and claims that they won't be able to come into Lansing next week. Tuesday the 3rd. Wednesday, Thursday, December 5th, they're going to miss that first week of the lame duck session. Well, that's a problem for the Democrats. Because right now they have a 56 to 54 majority. It requires all 56 Democrats to be there to pass anything. Especially in light of the fact that the Republicans on November 5th were able to win back the majority. A new speaker's coming in. 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. Expanded their majority, taking it back. Well, that is a major problem for this upcoming lame duck session. Friday after the show, looking at different things that were in the works, different bills that they were going to be looking at possibly passing. Well, guess what? This is going to be a very, very interesting lame duck. One of the biggest hurdles that they have is this road proposal that Matt Hall, the incoming speaker, put on the table this past Friday, November 22nd. Shifting, realigning the way the roads are funded has been an issue that they've been dealing with for over a decade. It started under Governor Rick Snyder, Jace Bolger, the Speaker of the House at the time, future Speakers of the House, Tom Leonard, Lee Chatfield. They all wanted to do it, but never got it done. And again, I was somewhat critical of that because they had control of the House, the Senate, and the governorship. But they didn't do it. Well, now, Hall's put it back on the table, sending a loud and clear message to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. If you want anything accomplished the last 2 years of your governorship, you've got to work with us. And the best way to show that is to get my proposal done during the lame duck. If you want a Republican to replace your sick Democrat for any of these other bills this week, then put my road funding proposal plan on the table. Let's get this done for the people of the state of Michigan. So we'll see if that happens. I doubt it's going to happen, but it could. And this could also be a political ploy by the governor showing Matt Hall and the Republicans that she's willing to work with them to get some things done over the next 2 years of her governorship, or she's basically a lame duck. She may as well start running for president right now. And speaking about running for president, I had a couple stories that I was kind of monitoring on Wednesday night. Yesterday, I checked a couple of them to make sure they were still posted. Kamala Harris is seriously considering to run for president in 2028. In an open primary where the Democrats will not have any candidates anywhere near the functioning government of Washington, D.C. Presently, the Vice President, Kamala Harris, lost to Donald Trump. Interesting, she has to act as the President of the Senate for the Electoral College on January 6th when they vote for Donald Trump. On January 20th, her and Biden are gone. Biden may be leaving even before the January 20th. According to certain news stories, he may not even attend Donald Trump's inauguration. I doubt it, but that's what the stories are saying. Well, with her gone, Biden gone, Democrats no longer have majority in the House or the Senate. It's a wide open race for them. Wide open. Of course, we already know that Gretchen Whitmer is going to be running for president. Gavin Newsom from California, the governor. And now that she's had time to lick her wounds and look at things, the political landscape in Washington, Kamala Harris says she might be running for president again in 2028's primary. Well, in my opinion, I think it'd be a complete waste of time. She ran such a horrible campaign, mismanaged $1.5 billion. And in her video that she put out the other day, a statement to her supporters, She claimed, she alleged that the majority of that money came from small dollar donors, averaging less than $66 per donation. Sorry, Kamala, I'm not buying it. Hollywood, super PACs, all of the big money donors, no, I'm not buying it in any way, shape, or form. But that's what she claims. And is she really the best candidate to run against J.D. Vance in 2028? I think Gretchen Whitmer or Gavin Newsom would be a much better Democrat nominee candidate to run against the vice president. Let's do a short little unscientific little poll. Text me the letter of the last name of the person you think the Democrats should put up in 2028. Let's do W for Whitmer, N for Gavin Newsom. Let's see, H for Harris, and an O for Oprah Winfrey. Yes, there's rumors that she's thinking about possibly getting into politics in 2028 based on her endorsement of Harris not getting her across the finish line. Oprah is making certain statements very similar to the ones that Donald Trump made on her show back in the 1990s when she asked him about running for president. Do you think you'll ever do it? Donald Trump's response, well, if I felt my country needed me to do it, I would. And if I ran, I think I would win. Prophetic statement. One in 2016, one in 2024, now going to be the 47th president. Very, very prophetic statement by Donald Trump some 30 years ago. And lastly, text me a U for unknown. Somebody that is going to run that you think would be really good, just hasn't come forward yet. We haven't been talking about it. Text me a U for unknown. W for Whitmer. H for Harris. N for Gavin Newsom. Or O for Oprah. Who do the Democrats need to put up in 2028? Who would you like to see? Let's see. Robert says N for Newsom. Greg O'Neill saying U for unknown. Tim Roberts from Patriots Relief listening in. His vote is, hopefully they'll all be in prison with P. Diddy and the due to the Epstein list. Good one, Tim. Hey, get back to your family, brother. Final segment, hour number one. Before our history lesson in hour number two, we'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show, final segment of hour number one. Again, a reminder, Black Friday sale for Patriots Relief, 47th President Donald Trump celebration, 47% off free shipping. So again, go to the website, patriotsrelief.com. If you have any questions, give them a call on Monday or over the weekend. 877-230-1776. Greatly appreciate the added discount that Tim is offering us on this Black Friday sale. Officer Rick listening in, reporting in for duty today. He says, and this is a valid point as far as what they may end up having to do. Democrats are too radical. How about none of them? So evidently, he's thinking that they're probably going to have to go with a new kind of a mainstream Democrat. Now, one of the people that I've heard that is seriously considering it is Joe Manchin, the former governor and U.S. Senator from West Virginia. Very commonsensical type of Democrat. Worked with the Republicans when he was in the U.S. Senate. He's actually become part of a new movement. No party label. Stop labeling people Republican or Democrat. Have them run on their policies, their issues, their platform. And he could run as a Democrat because he was a Democrat governor and U.S. Senator for the state of West Virginia. Kind of put that one in the back of your mind because I think he might be possibly considering it. And on a debate stage, he doesn't believe in the electric vehicle mandates. He's from the coal-producing state of West Virginia. When he sees what happens with energy under Donald Trump, J.D. Vance administration here over the next 4 years, when gas prices get below $2 a gallon, probably going to settle in the $1.50 to $1.75 range, when we start exporting energy to these foreign countries, causing a problem for Russia, causing a problem for OPEC, the Middle East, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be very difficult to go back to a Gretchen Whitmer electric vehicle type of candidate. Kamala Harris pushing electric vehicles. Look at the weather out here today. Sault Ste. Marie, between now and I think it's either Saturday night or Sunday morning, potentially 34 inches of snow up there with Dr. Jeff at Sault Animal Hospital. Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouse in Gaylord, 8 to 12 inches. Happening right now between now and Saturday, Sunday, this weekend. Bitter cold out there. 29 degrees reported here at the studio this morning when I logged into the show. Electric vehicles, they don't work in this type of weather. And it's the day after Thanksgiving. We aren't even to December 1st yet. And electric vehicles, not a practical alternative source of a vehicle for us to drive here in northern Michigan. And the thing of it is that we're also looking at here is going to be the economy. When they do the tax policy alone, dropping the corporate income tax, the corporate tax down to 15%, possibly 14% is what they're looking at. We are going to get absolutely flooded with corporations filing to be a U.S. corporation and to pay taxes to Washington as opposed to Vietnam, South Korea, Mexico, Canada. Those companies are coming here, folks. And that increased revenue is going to start paying down the national debt. As a result, interest rates on our national debt is going to drop. Inflation is going to drop, if not come to a complete, absolute stop, stall at 1% a year, as opposed to the current inflation we've been living with. Prices of goods, products, services going down, wages going up, opportunities to change jobs, to find a better company, business to work for. I don't know how the Democrats are going to beat that in 2028. I don't care which candidate they put up. But I agree with Greg and Officer Rick. It's probably going to be an unknown. None of these people are going to be their candidates. So we'll have to wait and see how this plays out. Very interesting discussion. Appreciate it. We got a history lesson coming with Pastor Chatfield in the next hour. United States versus the Church of the Holy Trinity. This comes to us from 1892. He's got me stumped on this one. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Smith & Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith & Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry